This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for PIACS. Active ingredient, S. clopidogrel, as hydrogen sulfate. This leaflet provides important information about using PIACS. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using PIACS. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using PIACS? PIACS contains the active ingredient clopidogrel. Clopidogrel belongs to a group of medicines known as antiplatelet medicines. Platelets are very small blood cells which clump together during blood clotting. By preventing this clumping, antiplatelet medicines reduce the chances of blood clots forming, a process called thrombosis. PIACS is used to prevent blood clots forming in hardened blood vessels as they can lead to events such as stroke, heart attack, or death. You may have been prescribed PIACS to help prevent blood clots forming and to reduce the risk of stroke, heart attack and death because you have previously suffered a heart attack, stroke, or have a condition known as peripheral arterial disease, leg pain on walking, or at rest. You have suffered acute coronary syndrome, either a severe type of chest pain called unstable angina, or a heart attack. In this case you may also be prescribed aspirin. Your doctor may have prescribed this medicine for another use. If you want more information, ask your doctor. PIACS is only available on a doctor's prescription. What should I know before I use PIACS? Warnings. Do not use PIACS if you are allergic to any medicine containing clopidogrel. You are allergic to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body and rash, itching, or hives on the skin. You have a medical condition that is causing bleeding such as a stomach ulcer or bleeding within your head. You suffer from severe liver disease. If the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any medicines, foods, preservative, or dyes. Have any other medical conditions, especially the following: bleeding disorders or blood clotting problems. Any illness or disability that was caused by bleeding, for example impaired sight or vision because of bleeding within the eye. Recent serious injury. Recent surgery, including dental surgery. Liver or kidney problems. Allergic to other antiplatelet medicines, such as ticlopidine, prasugrel. Rare hereditary problems of galactose intolerance, the lactase deficiency, or glucose-galactose malabsorption. Take any medicines for any other condition. Are planning to have an operation, including dental surgery in the next 2 weeks. Your doctor will decide whether or not you need to stop PIACS prior to surgery. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you start taking PIACS. Some patients may not convert PIACS to its active form as well as other patients. These patients may not get the same benefit from PIACS. Your doctor may advise you to go for tests to determine if PIACS will adequately work for you. Based on the test results, your doctor may change your dose of PIACS or consider alternative treatments for you. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of taking PIACS during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. PIACS passes into breast milk and, therefore, there is the possibility that the breastfed baby may be affected. Use in children. PIACS is not recommended for children because the safety and effectiveness of PIACS in children have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with PIACS and affect how it works. These include medicines that thin the blood. The most common examples of these include aspirin, heparins, and warfarin. There are other medicines used to thin the blood. Check with your doctor or pharmacist to see if any medicine you take may have this effect. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs-medicines used to treat arthritis, period pain, aches, and pains. Medicines used to treat stomach ulcers or reflux disease, also called heartburn. Some medicines used to treat infections, e.g. ciprofloxacin, chloramphenicol, fluconazole and voriconazole. Some antidepressant medicines. Medicines used to treat epilepsy, e.g. carbamazepine, oxcarbazepine and phenytoin. Medicines used to treat diabetes, e.g. tolbutamide, repaglinide, fluvastatin, a medicine used to lower cholesterol. Medicines used to treat breast cancer, e.g. tamoxifen, paclitaxel. Medicines used to prevent gastric reflux, proton pump inhibitors, e.g. omeprazole. Certain type of pain relief medicines called opiates. Rosuvastatin, used to lower your cholesterol level. These medicines may be affected by PIACs, or affect how well PIACs works. Your doctor may need to change the amount of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect PIACs. How do I use PIACs? How much to take slash use? Follow the instructions provided and use PIACs until your doctor tells you to stop. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist. The usual dose of PIACs is 175 mg tablet daily. If you are prescribed PIACs for the treatment of acute coronary syndrome, you may receive a starting dose of 300 mg, 475 mg tablets, then 175 mg tablet daily. When to take slash use PIACs? You can take PIACs before or after meals. You should swallow the tablet with a glass of water. You should take PIACs for as long as your doctor continues to prescribe it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. If you forget to use PIACs, PIACs should be used regularly at the same time each day. Taking your tablet at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you to remember when to take the tablet. If you miss a dose, take it as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much PIACs, if you think that you have used too much PIACs, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using PIACs? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking PIACs. If you decide to breastfeed your baby, your doctor may want to discuss this and change your medicine. If you are about to start on any new medicine, if you are injured while taking PIACs, it may take longer than usual to stop bleeding while you are taking PIACs. If you notice any of the following: abnormal bruising or bleeding, abnormal nosebleeds, red or purple blotches on your skin, bloody or black bowel motions, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty swallowing or breathing, see also side effects section. Take PIACs exactly as your doctor has prescribed, and have any blood tests promptly when your doctor recommends that tests be done. Ask your doctor whether there are any activities you should avoid while taking PIACs, for example certain sports. Sometimes after an injury, bleeding may occur inside your body without you knowing about it. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using PIACs. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon. PIACs may increase the risk of bleeding during an operation or some dental work. Therefore, treatment may need to be stopped before surgery. Your doctor will decide whether to stop PIACs and if so, how long before surgery or dental work. Things you should not do. There are activities you should avoid while taking PIACs, for example certain sports. Sometimes after an injury, bleeding may occur inside your body without you knowing about it. Ask your doctor for advice. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take Pyaks to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Pyaks affects you. Pyaks may cause faintness, or dizziness in some people. Make sure you know how you react to Pyaks, before you drive a car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous, if you are faint, or dizzy. If this occurs, do not drive. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol, faintness, or dizziness may be worse. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack, until it is time to take them. If you take your tablets out of the box, or blister pack, they will not keep well. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Store in original container away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Lifestyle measures that help reduce heart disease risk. By following these simple measures, you can further reduce the risk from heart disease. Quit smoking and avoid secondhand smoke. Limit alcohol intake. Enjoy healthy eating by eating plenty of vegetables and fruit. Reducing your saturated fat intake. Eat less fatty meats, full-fat dairy products, butter, coconut, and palm oils. Most takeaway foods, commercially baked products. Be active. Progress, over time, to at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity on 5 or more days each week, can be accumulated in short bouts of 10 minutes duration. If you have been prescribed anti-angina medicine, carry it with you when being physically active. Maintain a healthy weight. Discuss your lifestyle and lifestyle plans with your doctor. For more information and tools to improve your heart health, call Heartline, the Heart Foundation's National Telephone Information Service, on 1-300-362-787. Local call cost. No warning signs of heart attack, and what to do. Tightness, fullness, pressure, squeezing, heaviness, or pain in your chest, neck, jaw, throat, shoulders, arms, or back. You may also have difficulty breathing, or have a cold sweat, or feel dizzy, or lightheaded, or feel like vomiting, or actually vomit. If you have heart attack warning signs that are severe, get worse, or last for 10 minutes, even if they are mild, call 000000. Every minute counts. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. General. Things taste different. Hunger. A fast, pounding heartbeat. Gut-related. Diarrhea. Skin-related. Itching. Flushing. Nervous system-related. Trembling. Joint-related. Pain or stiffness in the joints. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Blood-related. Anemia, being tired and looking pale. Coughing up blood. Blood in the urine. Bleeding in eyes. Unusually heavy bleeding, or oozing from cuts, or wounds. Bleeding, including nosebleeds, or bruising more easily than normal. Unusually heavy, or unexpected menstrual bleeding. Gut-related. Bloody, or black bowel motions. Diarrhea with blood, mucus, stomach pain and fever. Abdominal, or stomach pain. Vomiting of blood, or vomit that looks like coffee grounds. Nausea, or vomiting. Pale stools and dark urine with vomiting and stomach pain. Allergic reaction. Tightness of the chest, wheezing, coughing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Note, if you take both Piaxe and aspirin, the risk of side effects related to bleeding may be increased. Serious side effects: general weight loss, muscle weakness, muscle pain, breast enlargement in men, fever or other signs of infection, such as a sore throat, faintness or dizziness, lightheadedness or blurred vision, loss of appetite and fatigue, slurred speech or other difficulty in speaking, headache, severe and continuing, skin-related rash or hives, red or purple spots visible through your skin, itching, inflamed, cracking, or red skin, yellowing of the skin or the whites of the eyes, chills, sweating, or clammy skin, nervous system related, confusion, or hallucinations, numbness, paralysis, or problems with coordination. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Note, if you take both Piaxe and aspirin, the risk of side effects related to bleeding may be increased. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Piaxe contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Potential allergens. Clopidogrel as hydrogen sulfate 75 mg. Magnesium stearate, sodium lauryl sulfate, colloidal anhydrous silica, microcrystalline cellulose, lactose, crocarm low sodium, opidrete complete film coating system 40C18303 white, ARTGPI number 13191. Opidrete complete film coating system YS-1-7006 clear, ARTGPI number 12789. Piaxe contains sugars as lactose and trace quantities of sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Piaxe looks like. Piaxe film coated tablets are white film coated, round, biconvex, beveled edge tablets debossed with M on one side of the tablet and C27 on the other side. Blister packs of 28 tablets, OSTAR 1, 6, 8, 9, 2, 7, and HDPE bottles of 280 tablets, hospital use only, OSTAR 1, 6, 8, 9, 2, 6. Who distributes Piaxe? Alpha Farm Pty Limited trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30-34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in September 2023. Piaxe is a Viatris company trademark. PX_CMI/SEP23/00